Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us. It is party time, as the one and only Jewel Green describes it. She said to me via email yesterday, she said, Victoria, when I come on the show, I feel like it's a party. I think all of us feel that way. In any event, Jewel Green is back with us tonight. She's always on here monthly. We've got a bunch of stuff that we're going to talk about. I see that she is already on the line, so we're going to go ahead and get started and get her in here on the conversation. Hi, Jewel, are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
Darling, I am great. So is the heat ever going to get any better, you think?
I don't think so. I think this is it. We're getting the payback from the snow, so it's just equal heat to that. So we're just in for the long haul.
And speaking of the heat, we're going to talk a lot more about charity, but Jewel and I happened to be at a charity event in D.C., it seemed like only about 3 or 4 days ago, and we were sweating it out on that rooftop, weren't we?
Oh, I have never felt anything like that. I looked at one of the girls and I said, I haven't been this hot since probably like the fourth grade, so I don't know how I'm going to last. I just don't know.
Yeah, it was pretty, pretty hard. But I can definitely say Jewel is the type of person, ladies, when she sweats, she still looks nice. She was basically sweating on her neck, so her fabulous hair was sticking to her neck. I had sweat bubbles on my face, so if I had to take a choice, I'd rather my neck sweat like yours as opposed to the face. And your hairstylist would know that you still look good. So,
well, I tell you what, because as those when we left and people start posting pictures, I thought, oh my God, I'm just not sure what I'm. It was getting really scary.
Right, you're right. You're basically basically saying, don't tag me in any pictures, please, people.
Any, exactly.
Right,
exactly.
Right. Not at tonight's function. So in any event, I want to just thank everybody who took the time to join us. And all of you ladies have been emailing me saying that it seemed like it took forever before Jewel and I were back on the air. And time does go by slow. But for those of you that are new to us, I do want to just take a quick second to introduce to you who she is and how we met so that you can follow along on the conversation. We met, seems like we've known each other for ages, but it was through Facebook and Twitter. And I volunteered to do some reporting for an event that she had at the Ritz-Carlton. And I basically just said, I'm going to tag on to you, and I've sort of been hanging on with her since then. But it was Jewel that came up with the idea. She came on my show and said, hey, Victoria, why don't I come on monthly? We can talk about girl stuff, or we can talk about anything that comes up. So that was how it is that she came to be on here every single month. But I always say this one thing I want to talk about before we start for what we were supposed to talk about. But I mentioned to you this at the event. You got over 700 downloads, Jewel, on our last conversation in that open letter that you wrote on Facebook. Why do you think so many people downloaded that show? Of course, it was mostly women.
Well, I think people are, you know, we're afraid of age and we're afraid of everything that changes. And for somebody to bring it up and talk about it, I think it was enlightening to everybody, but I think they got in touch with their own self, and it was a good thing to be able to open up that channel of communication and just talk about and be able to reflect and do it yourself versus, you know, somebody else doing it long, you know, way down the road, but to be able to just get in touch with you and figure out what needs to change and just what you like about you, what you don't like, and it was a good thing.
Yeah, it was very much a good thing, and I know personally for me, even when the show was over, I actually printed it out and kind of kept it in all my little reporter papers and important things that I like to keep, because it did exactly that, what you said. It opened up a discussion for me personally where, you know, I was able to relate to a lot of the things that you were talking about and also make some decisions about myself and reflect on myself and where I am in the world and life in terms of my family and friends and my work. So that really was good, and I think that's why it got so many downloads, because every now and then, you know, I can check to see how many downloads a particular show has gotten, and your first show, you got over 500 and something, so when I happened to check and I saw it was over 700 and something, I was like, wow, I can't wait to tell her this. So obviously, there again, you know, whatever content that you bring on the show, women respond, and they just simply love it.
Well, I love being able to communicate with them. And, you know, as women, we always have so many things on our minds that we'd love to say, but we're not in touch with people like we'd love to be, because life has gotten so busy and things are, you know, really crazy. It's like, you know, you've got my mother's generation that go, you know, that hates the fact that we text so much or that we have Facebook and all that stuff. But if we didn't, I mean, just think of all the women we wouldn't know or the people we wouldn't be able to touch. So it's a good thing.
And also, not only that, I wouldn't have never had the opportunity to meet you. A lot of the women that follow you and that that take part in your fashion parties and events that you have. So in that respect, Facebook and social networking is a great thing. Plus, you would never be on my show monthly, so I've only got good things to say about it for sure.
I feel the same way. In fact, it was funny today. I was doing some yard work, and you know how you get all these great revelations when you're out there. I don't know if it's because you've got time where it's downtime, or it's because today it was so hot I needed to be thinking about something else other than what I was doing. I'm not sure. But I got this great idea to do a weekly letter on there, Posh Points to My Friends. So I'm going to do a weekly letter with different points from everything from dating to you know, social networking, social etiquette, all those different things, and just open up lines of communication about all different areas. So I'm excited about that. So that'll be coming up.
Oh, my goodness, I think that's great. And I remember saying something to you a long time ago when we met, because every now and then on your status, you would just have these great things, that random things that you would just say, which basically pertain to life and a lot of women issues. And I remember saying that you should do something like that every Friday, because it was just really cool to read a lot of your thoughts and how you think about things. So I think that is awesome. So I'm glad that all of us can look forward to that. And I'll certainly continue to promote that and let everyone know when you start that, because I think that's very good. And I think what it's going to do is to continue to allow us to have a conversation and discussion about things as we read that. And I have no doubt that we'll probably bring up some of those on the show, especially if the women are on there talking about it as well.
Absolutely. Well, I'm looking forward to it. And of course, you know, that's the great thing about, you know, Facebook, too. People can make even comments on there. So I'd love to. And if there are any great issues that people want to talk about, I'm open to all those lines of communication, and let's just get it going. So it's exciting. I'm happy about it.
I think that's great. Well, speaking of opening lines of communication, ladies, we're actually going to talk about what we were really supposed to talk about now that we are done with all of that. We have a couple of things on the agenda tonight. First of all, this was my idea because I had a chance to look at it, and it's very cool. Jewel and her company, Posh Couture, they have a new website that's out. And if you're in the chat room, first of all, thanks for being with us and for listening, but I did post the link inside the chat room. And actually, if you just Google Posh Couture, you'll find it. But if not, it's it's shopposhboutique.com. And that's a lot of new information on her website. So, Jewel, I wanted to first talk a little bit about that. The website looks great, but what I really like about it is the tips and the information that you give us women on the website. That's great.
Yeah, I wanted to be able to, you know, everybody ask me all the time about being able to shop on the site, and we're going to be able to actually do that through our Facebook page. We're going to move into that, but I wanted to be able to explain kind of what we do, what Posh Couture does as far as selling clothes and being able to just give the fashion tips and wardrobe consulting and all that stuff. So that's what the Posh Couture site is all about. And from there, you go on our events page, you can do there's a icon there that'll take you to Posh Girl Events, which talks about that company, because they are different. Posh Couture is the company that I launched first, and it's the personal shopping and trunk shows and all the fun things we do as far as wardrobing. And then Posh Girl Events was a branch off from that. So you can get both those links, you know, from that website. But that one, I wanted to be able to not only shop, but to be able to give back to the community. So that's the Posh Girl Events is how we are able to connect to different charities and really have the social aspect of what we do. So that's kind of how that happened. But if they go on there, especially the poshgirlevents.com, they really get to read a little bit about me and just how that whole the whole thing evolved. So it's a fun thing.
Yeah, it is a fun site. And if you don't mind, just for a second, because, you know, as a journalist, I'm always very interested in details, just to let you ladies know, of course, I do want you to go to that www.shopposhboutique.com. And what I like about it, of course, the first thing when you log on, you're going to see a fabulous picture of Jewel and her fabulous hair. But it's very nice because it's like a quick couple of paragraphs where, you know, she talks about herself and the company. She talks about Hush Boutique and also some of her favorite vendors that she likes. And a segue into that, one of her favorite vendors is going to be calling in. in about 10 minutes, and when that time happens, I'll let Jewel do the introduction into that, because this is somebody that Jewel's been talking about. I've seen her work, so I just had the idea. Since we were going to be talking about Posh Couture as well as Posh Girl Events that deals with a lot of the vendors, I thought it would be great to have her on here. And also, Jewel, on Posh Couture, I like what you have, Posh Friends, where you have the information about Caitlin's Closet and also the Miss America Outstanding teen information as well. So it's a little bit of a lot of stuff on there.
Yeah, I try to really be able to incorporate everything that I kind of do and the things that we like and favorite things and tips on that website so they can kind of understand just Posh Couture, what it means, and it's not just to come and to shop, but that we have partnerships with people and we, you know, we recommend restaurants and just everything you need to know without having to go find it. I feel like I am a concierge service. So if you said who to go get your hair done, who's doing the best this or the best that I've researched it so you don't have to do that. So that's the main function of Posh Couture, whether it's a dress or a colorist or whatever, that I've kind of figured out what I think is great, and I'd love for you to partake in it. It may not work for everybody, but if it, you know, if it saves you some time and some trouble, I'd love to share the information because women don't do that enough.
No, you're definitely right about that. And I want to, again, thank everyone who is listening to us right now in the chat room. And, Jewel, just to let you know, I do have a young lady in the chat room who says that she loves the site, and she says my favorite page is Posh's Pearls of Wisdom. That's her favorite page on the site.
Oh, that's neat. Yeah, I wanted to be able to just reiterate some of those things. It's funny, I was talking to my daughters earlier today, and we just got in this discussion about, you know, just the machine and how life really works and what is acceptable and what isn't. And just because we've gotten away from the real traditions of life and everybody's so expressive and I should be able to do this, that, and the other, but really if you're too expressive, you get out of the social circle that you're probably trying to get to. So if we talk about some of the things that are just the wisdom things that your mother or your grandmother would have told you and you go back to that, it makes life a little easier because you're not fighting the system because you can't win anyway. We have to do what's acceptable. So everything from, you know, so we talk about, you know, what the professional look is. If you're going to something that's after 5, that probably is in the same outfit you'd wear to work the next day. So just really things that women need to know that they, you know, everybody pushes the envelope because nobody's in the correction mode anymore. But I think if we list the things that make sense, at least you had that other thought that you can compare to your own idea and then come up with what you think. But, you know, we're trying.
I think that's actually something you just said that I really think is interesting, and I hope if you remember that in your head to talk more about that when you said everybody is pushing the envelope because nobody's in correction mode anymore, and that is so true, very, very
it
true.
It really is, and it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. You know,
I agree.
There are rules and there are precedents that have been set that we need to follow. And if
Absolutely.
We try to change it constantly, we kind of get into this mode where then our kids are different people than we'd really want them to be. You can't be aggressive and obedient at the same time, and it just changes. It changes the system, and it's not necessary. You can still be expressive and be who you are, but let it be respectful to the community.
Exactly. I definitely agree with you. There is a young lady who's also talking in the chat room, and she says that one of her favorite grandmother-isms is wearing hats to church. And I just do remember growing up, my grandmother always wore a hat to church. So thank you so much for making the comments and also joining us inside the chat room. And the young lady that had made the comment, she said that the Posh's Pearls of Wisdom was her favorite. So I happened to bring up the page since I'm in front of the computer right now. And you ladies have to look at it because right here it says Style 101, the new rules. So basically she just kind of goes down and, you know, gives you rules. Some of it you should already know, but, you know, honestly, in today's society, you would think that women and people would know that, but they don't. So I think it's great that, you know, you took the time to actually write, you know, some of that down. And one that I thought was very good where you said own a timeless dress, because a timeless dress is just something that all of us need in our closets. You know, you just cannot not have that in your closet, I think.
Absolutely. I think it's something that you'll need more than you think. So the trendy items, you know, it's fun to have a few pieces, but your wardrobe should not consist of trend because you'll continuously have to change it. So you've got to have those timeless pieces, and just add the fun things onto them that you're not so sad about when it's time to move on, because goodness knows the magazine says every 6 months they're telling you what to store, what to give away, and what to just trash, which, I mean, if we follow them, we'd have a whole new system going. But you got to have some timeless pieces that work great for you, and that when you walk into the room, they think that you took some time to put it together.
Exactly. I definitely do agree with that. And, again, for all of you that are out there joining us, thank you so much for being here on At Home with Victoria. We've got our monthly girl chat conversation with Jewel Green, and that's who you're listening to. And we have a special guest who is actually going to be joining us in a little bit. So we're going to leave that for a couple of seconds, because with her actually comes a very cool surprise. And I know all of you are actually going to like the surprise. So we're going to skip the conversation a little bit. We've talked about Posh Couture, which is your company. And also now we're going to talk about Posh Girl events, because that's where you have a lot of the vendors and things that come to your function. So you've got a function, right, that's coming up. Is it in September, the fall function?
It'll be September 11th. It's called Champagne and Couture. We're very excited about it. Posh Girl Events, when I started that company, I wanted to be able to bring all of the things that were new, that were fabulous, that maybe some of them that I carried myself, but things that I also didn't. And I wanted to be able to really embrace all the other new business women and men to come out and say, okay, I want to showcase my item. We all know that, you know, everybody knows where Nordstrom's or Neiman's is, but do you know the vendor that has the piece that's exquisite that you've never seen before? So I wanted to be able to create a company where we could showcase vendors and partner with them and help their names to roll off the tongues of everybody, because they saw them at some place special, and it's about personal relationship. You know, you can shop from everybody, but even the things that you buy the most, you still want to go to that place where you've got that salesperson that knows you, so it's a personal experience. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to bring that on a smaller scale to the people that have these wonderful, exquisite ideas and things that they sell and do, and have the people be able to come into a small room and be able to meet them and make eye contact and have conversation and be able to call them up and say, hey, that bag you had, I loved it. Can I get that now? Or, you know, just to be able to introduce the world to each other.
And speaking of that, there is a good segue to that. There's a young lady who is on the line now, holding. We just want to acknowledge that you're there. Jill, you know who she is, so I'm going to let you just tell us her name and do a quick introduction, and then I'll bring her on the line.
Well, she's absolutely one of my favorites, and it's funny that not only do I find things that other people love, but I find things that I love, and then I do as much of a job of selling their thing as my own. So this is Mitzi, who's coming up, and she's just amazing. She is Bella Lux Lashes. I am so addicted. It's just hilarious. One of my favorite things to do is when I go and have my time with her, that hour or two that we spend while I'm getting, you know, changing up the look. Do I want them thick this month? Do I want them thin?
Right.
Do I want them mixed? It's just a great experience. But she's a wonderful woman, and I just love the fact that she created her product, and she is able to, you know, really share that experience with other women to teach them from start to finish that you can create your own thing and just be excited about it, and that you can do it. It's a possibility.
Well, we're going to go ahead and bring Mitzi on the line right now so she can join in on the conversation with us. Hi, Mitzi, are you there? Hi, Mitzi, are you there? Also, you probably should turn the volume down because it's probably giving you a little bit of feedback as well. Well, I'm going to get back with her in a second. I'm going to have her turn the volume down, but I can tell that she's there. She's probably getting feedback, so she can't hear us too much. But also, Jewel, while we fix that, if anyone needs to see an example of her work, I know that she's taken some pictures of you, and you actually have them on, I think they're on her Facebook page as well as yours, and they look very, very nice.
Well, it was funny. The first time I went and had the lashes done, I was so excited, and I could not believe how different I looked. So believe it or not, that picture is one that my daughter took of me with my phone, and I was so excited. I posted it on Facebook, and she just cracked up. She goes, oh, my husband was at work, and he saw the picture, so he put it on our page too. So it was a really fun night.
Well, let's go ahead and see if we can get her back on the air. Hi, Mitzi, are you there? Mitzi, are you there with us? Well, no, she's here and her number is popping up. Mitzi, maybe if you hang up and call back again, that will work. But I see your number and I see that we have you on the line. But the number to call back is 718-664-9364. She just hung up, so I think she's going to try to call back in. So it's 718-664-9364. So we'll try to get her back in a little bit. Now, she's actually going to be one of the vendors who will be there at the event in September, right?
Yeah, she was with us the last time, and she can, if someone wants to get with her for consultation, you can go right to her website, bellalux.com, and you can communicate with her and come and have a consultation or you know, watch, come and see her do the application. She's actually going to be at our private showing this weekend, and she's going to have some last applications done to about four or five women at the party. So, and that whenever we do that, that is a blast, you know, because everybody's watching.
Yeah. Let's see if we can get her back. I think she just tried to call back again and see. Hi, Mitzi, are you there? It's Victoria and Jewel.
Hi, how are you?
Great. It's so good. We're so happy that you joined us this evening.
Thanks for inviting me. Sorry I had some trouble getting on.
Oh, no. That's
right.
Yeah, exactly. That's okay. So, listen, Jewel told us a little bit about your company and yourself, but I wanted to give you the opportunity to tell us more about your background. So you've always been in the cosmetic and makeup business?
I have, yes. I worked for years in cosmeceutical, like medical-grade skincare. And when I had this done as a service, the eyelash extensions, I was hooked for life, and it turned into this.
I think that is absolutely wonderful. Now, tell us exactly sort of the rundown on what type of lashes they are, the glue that you use, how long, if we're able to get it done, will it last?
Yeah, of course. Well, what we do that's different than other services on the market is we do individual synthetic lashes onto each natural lash, every natural lash. So typically between 85 and 135 lashes per eye. It just depends on the client and how many natural lashes they have. So it gives a much fuller look that's going to last a lot longer. Standard training has shown about 60 lashes per eye. So we do double that. So it definitely stays a lot longer than the competitor. And our adhesive is the Bellalux Signature Adhesive, and it has a 2-week longer holding period than the other adhesives on the market.
Now, was that something that you worked on personally so that it would do that? Because I know when Jewel has had conversations with me, one thing that she always touts and talks about you is that your background and research and how you were able to basically kind of develop this yourself and actually put it together, which is different from your just sort of average people out there if you go to the corner store and get, you know, people to glue the stuff on your eyes.
Yes, absolutely. We wanted an adhesive that was ophthalmologist tested and safe for the eyes. We have a lot of people that come in that have gone, because it is such an up-and-coming, exciting thing, it's being offered in a lot of places. Unfortunately, where it's not regulated, there's some bad products out there. So we get people that come in that have had adhesive or glue that's not meant for the eyes. And so we'll remove them and then use this, which is completely safe and non-irritating. And it gives a much safer result. And it's safe for natural lashes. I've had mine on for over 3 years, and my natural lashes are doing just fine. So they'll stay as long as your natural lash cycle. Clients come in every 2 to 3 weeks to maintain fullness. And it depends a lot on the climate. We're in a humid place, so they fall a little bit quicker in the summer. But they stay pretty full at least for 3 weeks.
Wow, I think that's wonderful. But one point, and Jewel, you can touch on this too when I'm done, that I think is really, really super important is what you talked about when you said that that people out there, you know, will use any kind of glue. And what's serious about that is that's your eye. So you better you better make sure that when you have that done, that you know that you research it and that you go to someone like yourself who knows that it's actually been tested and it's not going to bother your eye. So, Jewel, what are your thoughts on that as well?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, this is a – it's a delicate area of your face. You have to be very careful about that, and everybody doesn't use the best stuff. So the great thing about Missy is that her products are in other salons in other cities, so you can always call her, too, and find out where you should go. So, and
that's
even if her product
idea.
Isn't, you can find out somebody there that is good, because you wouldn't want that. The last thing you
exactly.
need is to have damage to the eye.
And you know what?
Yeah, because sometimes that can be irreversible when they've had them done at, you know, over and over at a place, and it can damage that lash growth. So you can get these little sparse spots over time, which can be scary.
Wow, I didn't know that. But I definitely can vouch to the fact that I've done many, many stories in my television career, in fact, where we have gone in into undercover stories where we've gone in, you know, your average nail salons and stuff that's all over America. And
yeah.
we did a bunch of investigations. And, ladies, I have to tell you, I had a hidden camera. The stuff that I saw in some of those places would just flip you out. I mean,
oh
you know,
my
none
gosh.
Of the, none of the the equipment that they use were ever cleaned. A lot of the
yeah.
wraps that they would use to just wipe your hands off, you know, they look dirty. I mean, in fact, a couple of the ones that I did, we had showed the videotape. I'm not going to say what city, but to the city health department. And they ended up having to go in there and shut them down because people were developing different types of problems with their nails, their eyes, and their toes and stuff as a result of that. So I am so glad
right.
that you mentioned that. I didn't even think about that, but that is so on point there, so on point.
Yeah, yeah, it's really important, especially, you know, those tools are right by, it's not on, we don't ever touch the eyelid, but it's right next to your eye, and, you know, any kind of bacteria or anything can get in there and cause a lot of irritation. I have a lot of clients that are chemotherapy patients, and so we have different grades of product that are really safe and really gentle, even for the most sensitive eyes. So it's cleanliness and then the grade of the product is really important.
I think that is absolutely wonderful. And Jewel, Mitzi had said to me that she was going to offer a special discount to ladies that are out there listening to the show tonight. So I'm super excited about that. And I happened to kind of let the cat out of the bag to a few of my friends who have been thinking about getting it done. So you go ahead and tell us what it is, and then I'll make sure I post the information on my status. So what special discount do we get?
Yes, well, we'll do $50 off your full set. So they can either come in to the Falls Church location or they can go to the website, bellalux.com, under special offers, and then you'll see the Bellalux full set, and then you can just enter the code Victoria and get $50 off.
That's great. And all that information, ladies, I'm going to post that on my status, and maybe we can get the Posh Couture or Posh Grill events to post that on there as well so that all of you will know. And I also, once again, want to acknowledge all of our friends that we have a lot of ladies in the chat room this evening that's listening. Cheryl, U.S. Fit and Trim, thank you so much for listening. And Cheryl actually says that that she can imagine what you can find in some of those local and small corner shops. So, yeah, Cheryl, I've seen some crazy stuff. And she says, very nice, $50 off. Thank you so much. So you guys are a big hit in the chat room tonight. I knew you would be with a discount like that.
Well, good, good. We're excited.
Well, not to mention that, if they ever read my page and they see the addiction that I have and how I can't stop talking about them, even if I'm out. We were just together a couple of weeks ago, and I told Missy, I said, oh, my God, I have the best story for you. I was having a massage, and she got ready to put this towel on my eyes, and I literally almost came off the table. And the woman's like, what's up? I said, no, you can do whatever you want to do to me. But the lashes are an untouched zone. It was terrible.
That is funny. Don't touch the lashes.
It was
well, like I said, Jewel and Mitzi, I know for a fact that, and if you ever know Jewel, whenever she likes something, she likes it, period. I mean, there, and she will tell any and everybody about it. So I just noticed that it was all on her Facebook page, and when I saw her a few days ago at the charity event, she started, you know, she was talking about you and the lashes, and she's like, Victoria, you've got to get her on the show. She's got to be on there. And I had talked to you about that. I wanted you to be on, so it was going to happen.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, maybe we should just get her on a little bit sooner because I know you've got that the event this weekend, the shopping experience, and then the one in the fall. So I thought it would be cool to promote you since I know you'll be there this weekend and the upcoming.
Yes.
Event.
Well, thank you so much.
And listen, send me the correct wording on the discount because I don't want to get it wrong a couple of weeks ago, Jill, your cousin Tamara was on here, Tamara, and she also did a discount as well. And she says that from that show, she's still getting in orders from people that are using the Victoria Code discount. So I'm glad that that worked well for her as well. So you send me that information on Facebook, and I'll go ahead
and
get it out. Well, thank you so much for joining us. But, everybody, she actually is going to be back and have her own full show, and that will probably be at the end of August, early September, when that new event is coming up.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you. We appreciate it so much. All right, Jewel, you don't get to leave. You're still there. You have to stay for five more minutes. For five more minutes. You know, I'm telling you, I'm so glad that she talked about the whole Jewel, someone says I'm peeping at Jewel's lashes. I see this, that they're looking at your lashes right now. That's so cool. I guess he's looking at it on Facebook. Don't they look nice? I'm telling you guys, they look really nice. And this young lady is actually in Atlanta. Oh, she says that she may have to find some in Atlanta. But you'll mention her website again, because I know Mitzi's got a website. What's her website with all of her products on there?
Yes, it is bellalux.com.
And she's before the show is over, I'm actually going to, and I didn't do that, I'm going to put her information in the show information so you can always go back and take a look at that. And I apologize about that very much. But the only other thing on our rundown that we didn't really touch on was just what I always love for you to talk about, the importance of charity and charity events just in general, and how Posh Girl Events certainly supports that all the time. And in fact, your event, I know you're also going to be helping a charity out in September as well.
Yes, yeah, September we are going to do our donation will be to Tiger Lily, which is a breast cancer foundation. And they are an amazing group that help. They focus on young patients who are going through chemo and all that, you know, horrible thing that is connected to that. But it's about helping them in their day-to-day activity, not about research. So, you know, how to keep the bills being paid while they're out of work and getting the kids where they've got to go if it's, you know, any kind of assistance with that kind of stuff. So they are really a hands-on organization. So we are really excited about working with them and furthering their cause.
And also, speaking of that, I do have an email. This is a young lady from Columbia, Maryland. She says, are tickets available for the September event? And if not, when will they be and how can we find out?
We will post that link probably within the next week, and you can go on and we'll start put it on Facebook. It'll be everywhere so that you can buy those tickets in advance. For Champagne and Couture, it'll be September 11th. We're going to have an evening party this time versus during the day. So we'll be, I believe, 6 to 10, Champagne and Couture, and it will be a blast.
Well, and I can definitely tell everybody, if you guys missed the first one at the Ritz-Carlton, and that was the first one that I ever attended and had the opportunity to attend, it is very, very, very nice because you're in this large space, and you've just got vendors, you know, all over the place. And what's so cool about it is that these are actual vendors and their products and their services. So it's just neat that you get to touch them, you get to feel them, you get to talk about, you know, their products, you know, whether it was something that inspired them or that they happened to be somewhere and they saw this and thought that, you know, they had to bring it there. So Jewel's event was my first experience ever in my life that I had the opportunity to actually shop like that. And I have to tell you, I just love it. It's just the greatest thing in the world because it makes you feel so special. And not only that, you're around all of these awesome, positive people who are doing good things, who want to do good things. And plus, besides that, it's just a great place to network. We never even talk about the networking aspect, but just to network with a lot of people. I mean, there's so many different people and businesses there from different walks of life. So even just to be able to have the opportunity to network, to exchange ideas and information. Jewel, don't you think it's just great for that in itself?
Oh, it absolutely is. You know, when I first started the home private trunk shows, as much as I was trying to sell the outfit, I wanted to be able to bring women together so they could network and talk about what it is that they do in their businesses, because so many people, you know people, and they're not, you have no idea what they really do. So you wanted to be able to talk about that and have somebody at your fingertip that, whether it's a doctor, lawyer, whatever, that you knew, mm-hmm. if they were selling something, whatever their niche is, that you were aware of what it was so that you could, you know, really communicate and meet with that person. So that's the same thing we do with the larger parties where you've got, you know, last time we had 300 people in the room, but you felt like there was 10 because you actually got to meet them. And I get to really mingle with the shoppers and the vendors and just really share some of myself. And, you know, my husband was there, and he was able to really help us out a lot and just really be just that normal evening of fun. And it was a great time.
Now, I'll tell you, and I don't even think we even had a chance to chat about this, but what was fun about your husband, the famous and wonderful Darryl Green, former player with the Washington Redskins and also Hall of Famer, what was cool was that he was drawing the tickets for the raffle, and we never talked about this. It was so funny because was it one of his friends who number came up, and it was a purse that he won? Do you remember that? And
yes,
I think
he
ended up. Yes, and he ended up, and your husband was like, "Oh, you won a purse!" It was so funny. Everyone was cracking up.
Hilarious. Yes. In fact, and thank God for him. His mother was in the room, so he was able to give the purse to her. But it was just hilarious because, you know, Kim, my great partner, she helps me manage everything. They thought it was a great idea for Darryl to be able to draw, and I thought, I don't know if that's a good idea because will he even recognize half the things that are up for raffle? I just don't even know. So it was just a funny night, and we had a great time. So
And that to me just really worked out well because, you know, he's so entertaining and so much fun that, you know, he just brought his own funness and entertainment to the event as well. So I just thought it was really fun and cool because everybody in there, I mean, like if you looked at that moment, all of us were laughing in there. But just to touch on a point that you said, ladies, this is so true. Although it was about 300-something people that were at that event, you literally felt like it was not that many people. You really literally felt like you were the only person there who was special because every single person, vendor or people that were helping or behind the scenes, every person that you walked up to or you walked up to their booth, they were so friendly. Hey, how's it going? You know, can I help you? I mean, there are no pressure tactics there to make you feel like, you know, you can browse, you can look, you can come back. So I just really cannot say enough about that. So if you didn't experience the first time, make sure you come out and experience. Plus, you'll get a chance to meet Jewel because she's around talking to everybody. And it just really is a fun event. So, Jewel, I know August is coming up. You've got a lot of stuff going on with the kids probably going back to school. So if we don't have a chance to talk to you in August, definitely you have to come back on in September before the event so we can talk about that again.
Oh, absolutely. And if there are any vendors that are listening to the show tonight or somebody that knows a vendor, feel free to go on poshgirlevents.com. There's a icon that you can go on to submit your information and show us your product, and we'd be happy to look at it and invite you to come join us. So we are open to that, too. And that was one of the reasons we created that website, so vendors could come and send us their information, and or if they wanted to be a part of the guest list that, you know, get the first information about any parties that we're having. That's where you submit your information. So please go to poshgirlevents.com and connect to us.
And I'll make sure I put that information on your show page and blast it on all of my social networking sites because a lot of times a lot of people are busy and they can't always listen to the show live, but you can always download it because the shows are archived, so at least that information will be on there. Well, Jewel, as always, we thank you so much for your time. We know that you're a busy woman, and I will see you again very soon. And again, ladies, August is a little crazy for her because the kids are going back to school. So if we don't talk to you in August, then we'll pick back up in September.
Well, and I'm going to try my best to make it happen because, of course, this is one of my highlights because I have a great time with you. So I'll make August happen, so don't you worry about it.
Oh, well, thank you very much. That makes me very happy because you know who would really be upset would be Cindy Block. Now,
that's
Cindy
right.
And
I was so disappointed that Cindy couldn't connect to us the other night because that party got really crowded and they didn't have any more space upstairs. So we missed her. So we have to see her soon.
Yes, I know. And you know, I didn't realize it until I checked on Facebook when she wrote on your wall that she was there and she said, sad face, I was downstairs. And I privately emailed her and, Cindy, I know you're listening. And you know that if you would have had my phone number or Jules and text us, we would have got you upstairs.
Oh, either that or we would come down to join her.
Yes, exactly. Right. Yes. Where there was actually air conditioning in the lobby, so maybe that would have been better.
She was cooler than us. We would have found her in her
room. That's actually better. Any event, darling, I'll talk to you soon in August, and you be stay cool, okay?
All right, you do the same. Thanks again.
Okay, bye-bye. And for all of you, again, that are listening, that was the one and only Jewel Green. I just think she's such a down-to-earth person. We always have so much fun when she is on. But, again, listen, if you're a vendor out there, and we're not only talking about vendors in the D.C. area, because a lot of the vendors I know that were at the past show, they came from Atlanta. I believe there was somebody there from New York. So you don't have to live in the area, in the Washington, D.C. area to be a vendor. You can be a vendor anywhere and then just come into town for that. So just make sure that if you're a vendor, you want to check out her show, because I'm telling you, it's just a great networking opportunity to be, you know, to be able to be a part of what she does. So the website is poshgirlevents.com. And again, there's a little button on there that you can click for information for vendors. And if you send them an email like Jewel talked about, it'll have you can get information on all of the upcoming shows. So let's say, for example, you can't make the Champagne Sync Couture event that's going to be in September. She does, I think, at least, oh, my goodness, she has so many events throughout the year. So perhaps if that is not going to work for you, there's an upcoming show that is going to work for you. So, you know, go ahead and connect with her there, as well as you can always connect with Jewel on Facebook, and it's just Jewel Green, and as well on Facebook, Posh Girl Events. They also have a website. So if you're already on Facebook, join Posh Girl Events, and you can also send them an email and connect with them as well. So there's so many different outlets and ways that you could connect with Jewel. So make sure that you do it, because she's a wonderful woman. She's out here doing great things. She believes in women and, you know, taking care of women, but also, more importantly, what I love about her, she believes in giving back to the community. I also love all of you, and I always just want to thank you so much for taking the time to hang out with us this evening. It's always fun. I enjoy it so much when Jewel comes by to see us. And a couple of you have asked me about specifically downloading her shows, and I think I mentioned this to her, so maybe one of these days on her website she can have her web designer put just her shows that she and I do together, so that way you can go directly to her website and download our shows. But don't forget, if you have iTunes, you can download this as a free podcast. It's not going to cost you anything. When you're on iTunes, just go to podcast, type in At Home with Victoria, and all of the shows will come up, even the past shows that I've done with Jewel as well. And we've done she's been on at least four or five times now. So you can not only get this show, but if you want to listen to the ones that we've done in the past, you're more than welcome to do that as well. And again, if any of you ever have any show ideas, then you just let me know. Cheryl, I see in the chat room, darling, you said you plan to join, to come to the September event. And truly, Cheryl, I'm telling you, you should, because Cheryl Wood is one of my good friends. She's with an organization, nonprofit, called Moms Are Best, and she's also on Facebook. But she has these incredible networking opportunities also herself. There's some time in Baltimore or in the Washington, D.C. area. So check out Cheryl Wood. Also, she is on Facebook as well. But anyway, my time is up. I can't talk anymore. So thank you so much for being with us. And Jewel promised she's going to come back in September. So I'll let you ladies know when that will be. If you have any ideas for shows, or you want to come on, or if you've got something positive that you want to talk about, find me on Facebook. I'm always looking for show ideas. And anybody who knows me can tell you I do mean it. If I say that I want you on, then you'll certainly be on. Thank you so much. God bless, and try to stay as cool as possible. Good night, everyone.